Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. To the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail, where Southern hospitality meets great winemaking. Join the award-winning wineries of the Southeast region of the Lone Star State for an adventurous Wine Trail Passport event happening from March 1st through April 30th. Far from the crowds and the hustle and bustle of the city, the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail winds through the rolling hills of the countryside, historic towns, and 10 family-owned vineyards that have been quietly crafting world-class wines. With the warm Gulf Coast climate and diverse soil types, you'll experience authentic Texas wine country where every glass comes with a story, every winery welcomes you like family, and each vineyard along the trail tells a unique story of passion, heritage, and the pursuit of the perfect vintage. Your Spring Wine Trail Passport ticket includes 3 1.5 pours of select or featured wines at each of the participating wineries and a 10% discount on all bottles purchased. Your journey awaits for a taste of true Texas character. For more information and passport purchases, visit TexasBlueBonnetWineTrail.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to this podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent article in the online publication Wine Labs entitled Texas Wine Earns Top Honors Amidst Broader Industry Shifts, it mentions a significant development in the domestic wine scene and the exceptional recognition of Texas wines. The article states that Cristaldi's Top 100 Wines of 2025 list featured an impressive 20% representation from Texas. The article continues to read, "This highlights a dramatic increase in the quality and market perception of wines from the Lone Star State. Investors and collectors may want to pay close attention to emerging Texas producers, as this growing acclaim often precedes market value appreciation." This trend, coupled with continued validation of regional competitions, as seen in the previous reports, suggests a broader decentralization of high-quality wine production beyond traditional epicenters. Wine Labs is the premier fine wine price intelligence platform, providing real-time market data, analytics, and investment insights for wine collectors and investors. The results for the 2026 Texas International Wine Competition are in, and here are your top Texas award-winning wineries. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City won Grand Champion for their non-vintage sparkling Tempranillo Rosé from the Texas High Plains. English Newsome Cellars in Lubbock, Texas won Texas Red Champion for their 2023 Sagrantino from the Texas High Plains. Bending Branch Winery in Comfort, Texas won Reserve Texas Red Champion for their 2022 Texas White Oak Estate Sousal Reserve from the Texas Hill Country. English Newsome Cellars also won Texas White Champion for their 2024 Reserve Viognier from the Texas High Plains. Dukeman Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas won Reserve Texas White Champion for their 2023 Vermentino from the Texas High Plains. English Newsome Cellars also won Sparkling Wine Champion for their 2023 Sparkling Picardin from the Texas High Plains. For a full list of award-winning wineries, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com. In a statement on social media, Tempe Creek Vineyard and Farms in Livingston, Texas, has announced that they will be closing their winery tasting room. The statement read, "Today's announcement is bittersweet for us. We have made the decision to close the tasting room. It was a hard choice, but one that was needed for our family. We will still be hosting events and renting private parties. Anything that is currently booked is good to go. Thank you for a great couple of years. February 21st will be the last day open to the public at large. Come in and get all the wine." It has been announced that tickets are now on sale for the Granberry Wine Celebration, a premier showcase of Texas wine, cuisine, and culture. It's set to take place in historic Granberry Square on Friday, April 24th and 25th from 1 to 7 p.m. So wine enthusiasts, food lovers, and travelers from North Texas and beyond, mark your calendars for this two-day extravaganza dedicated to regional cuisine and Texas wine. Tickets for this event can be purchased at GranberryWine.com. Early bird tickets are also now on sale for the upcoming Drink North Texas Wine Festival happening at the Frontiers of Flight Museum on Saturday, May 30th from 10 to 8 p.m. You'll enjoy a full day of award-winning North Texas wines, artisanal bites, live jazz, local shopping, and historic aircrafts all under one roof. Tickets for this event can be purchased at drinknorthtexas.eventbrite.com. And the Texas wine scene would like to send a big shout out and congratulations to the 2026 Industry Excellent Award recipients from the Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association. Each year, TWGA recognizes individuals whose exceptional leadership, innovative spirit, and dedication to the industry have helped to propel the Texas wine community forward. TWGA recognized these leaders during the Harvesting Dreams Award celebration at Intertwined, TWGA's 2026 annual conference and trade show on February 24th in San Marcos, Texas. Here are your recipients. Brenda and Dwayne Canada of Canada Family Vineyards won the TV Munson Award. Jim Brooks of Cat Springs Vineyards won the Lewis F. Qualia Award. Dan Hunter of the USDA Farm Services won the Frank Madla Award. Emmett Dingra, Ph.D. of Texas A&M University, won the Wine Press Award. And Dr. Bob Young of Bending Branch Winery right there in Comfort, Texas, won the John E. Crosby Jr. Award. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather's going to be absolutely beautiful this weekend, so it's the perfect weekend to get out and enjoy some great music and some great Texas wine. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 77 degrees with low temperatures of 53 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 78 degrees with low temperatures of 58 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 73 degrees with low temperatures of 54 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 76 degrees with low temperatures of 54 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 81 degrees with low temperatures of 53 degrees. This is your last chance to join the North Texas wineries for their North Texas Winter Wine Trail event now through March 1st. So head on up to the North Texas wine region and explore scenic vineyards, vibrant tasting rooms, and the delicious wines of North Texas on this self-paced wine trail adventure. You'll receive three tastings at 40 participating award-winning North Texas wineries throughout the month of February. Visit a few or visit all the wineries during the trail and taste over 100 wines made in the beautiful North Texas wine country. For more information and passport purchases, visit their website at northtexaswine.com. They say laughter is the best medicine. So how about combining laughter with delicious Texas wine by joining Llano Estacado Winery in Lubbock, Texas for their Laugh Hub City Lubbock Comedy event on Friday, February 27th at 8 p.m. Llano Estacado is excited to host Laugh Hub City for an unforgettable evening of exquisite wines, beautiful faces, and nonstop laughs. This is a free show, but reservations are required. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at llanowine.com. Fall Creek Vineyards in Driftwood, Texas is also getting in on the fun of laughter and comedy. So join them for their Comedy Night in the Barrel Room event on Saturday, February 28th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The Spirits High Comedy will be in the beautiful Fall Creek Vineyards Barrel Room for an evening of stand-up comedy, fun and shenanigans, and of course, amazing Fall Creek Vineyard wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at fcv.com. Join Blue Lotus Winery in Seguin, Texas for their candle-making class on Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. So come on out to Blue Lotus Winery and learn the art of candle making in a serene, cozy winery setting. Choose your fragrance, craft your own candle, and sip 100% Texas-grown wine. This unique and relaxing experience is where creativity and fine wine meet. For more information about this event, visit their website at BlueLotusWinery.com. BoostMobile.com. Time to dust off those old running shoes or lace up the new ones and join Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City for their 5K wine run event on Saturday, February 28th at 10 a.m. If you like running or fast walking and you love wine, then this race is for you. This exciting and new event will feature the handcrafted fruit wines of Carter Creek Winery that won Fruit Wine Champion at the Texas International Wine Competition for their vintage sparkling peach wine from the Texas High Plains. Your registration for this event includes a t-shirt, a shatterproof wine glass, and a finisher medal that doubles as a bottle stopper. And of course, a pour of Carter Creek award-winning wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at cartercreek.com. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas is also having their 5K wine run event on Sunday, March 1st at 10:30 to 12 p.m. Whether you love running, walking, or simply enjoying great wine, this event is the perfect blend of fitness and fun at Bernhardt Winery. Come out and take part in a unique race experience set in the heart of Texas wine country. Located just a short drive north of Houston, Bernhardt Winery offers a welcoming atmosphere to relax, sip, and celebrate your race day accomplishments. So lace up your shoes, raise a glass, and spend the day enjoying fresh air, community spirit, and exceptional wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at bernhardtwinery.com. The wine event put on by the Perfectionist and 50 Shades of Grape, where Grits meets Grapes wine event featuring Alicia Christopher Wines, set to take place at Vintage Wine Storage in Austin, Texas on Friday, February 27th from 6:39 p.m., has been canceled. Again, where Grits meets Grapes, Alicia Christopher wine tasting event at Benches Wine Storage in Austin, Texas, set for Friday, February 27th from 6:30 to 9 p.m., has been canceled. So make sure you look out for more events from The Perfectionist and 50 Shades of Grape here in the near future. Head on out to Spicewood, Texas, and join Spicewood Vineyards for their 18th annual Paired with Claret Chili Cook-Off event on Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. This is one of the most popular parties of the year where you'll enjoy tons of chili, good wine, and good times. Each ticket includes a commemorative 18th annual Paired with Claret wine glass, one complimentary glass of wine, and tastings from more than 20 chili competitors. There will be a food truck on site to help quench that heartier appetite, live music from the most popular local bands, and plenty of award-winning Spicewood Vineyard wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at spicewoodvineyards.com. And the Texas Wine Growers is thrilled to host their 100% Texas tasting experience presented by Uncorked Texas Wines at Swallow's Eve in Fredericksburg, Texas, this Sunday, March 1st from 12 to 3 p.m. Join the Texas Wine Growers for an afternoon celebrating authentic Texas wine, food, and community. Your ticket purchase includes 20 tasting samples, giving you the chance to explore diverse AVAs, grape varieties, and winemaking styles from across the great state of Texas, plus samples from 10 Go Texan artisan food partners. For more information and ticket purchases to this event, visit their website at texaswinegrowers.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Lizzie Street on stage Saturday, February 28th at 3 p.m. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas will have Colton's Kin on stage Friday, February 27th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Owen Stroud on stage Sunday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Anthony Garcia on stage Friday, February 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. Copper Rose Wine Bar in San Antonio, Texas will let Colin Peters assume the musical duties on Monday, March 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas will have Jenny Dale Lord on stage Friday and Saturday, February 27th and 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. Fortunato Winery in Providence Village, Texas will have Michael Pearson on stage Saturday, February 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Christian Gomez on stage Saturday, February 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. Lone Star Winery in McKinney, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with Crumb Structure on stage Friday, February 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. Kim Placco and Jason Jones will take the stage on Saturday, February 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by Brian Bertrand later that evening on Saturday, February 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have John David on stage Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will have Chris Ray on stage Friday, February 27th at 6 p.m., followed by Sammy J on stage Saturday, February 28th at 6 p.m. as well. Milestone Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have Eric Flores on stage Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. La Vie Estate Wines in Blanco, Texas will have Woody Eastman on stage Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Cadillac on stage Sunday, March 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Alex Nicholas rock the house on Saturday, February 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. Tornalox Winery and Vineyard in Burnet, Texas will have Spicy Loops on stage Saturday, February 28th from 2 to 5 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas will let Freddie Bosas grace the stage on Saturday, February 28th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Rossini Vineyards in Roswell, Texas will have Sandy Bates on stage Friday, February 27th at 6 p.m. Wedding Oak Winery in Burnet, Texas will have Jonas Wilson on stage Saturday, February 28th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas will have Danny Hollis on stage Friday, February 27th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Shalon Thibodeau on stage Saturday, February 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. as well. Covington Cellars in High, Texas will let Hunter Billingsley rock the house on Saturday, February 28th from 2 to 5 p.m. And Lost Oak Winery in Johnson City will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Sean Slater on stage Saturday, February 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by Jeremy Parsons on stage Sunday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. There, you will be able to find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as winery hours, grape varieties, food options, pet and kid-friendly wineries, and much, much more. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.